and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast, Thursday, February 18th, 2021. Well, gold prices bounced off 2.5 month lows on Thursday as the dollar and treasury yields eased. The dollar's slight declines have offered some respite for gold, said FXTM market analyst Han Tan. Also supporting gold, the U.S. Federal Reserve on Wednesday reiterated its pledge to keep interest rates near zero until inflation and unemployment pick up. Rush Limbaugh, the monumentally influential media icon who transformed talk radio and politics in his 3 decades, died on Wednesday morning at the age of 70 after a battle with lung cancer, reports Fox News. Limbaugh believed that American exceptionalism shouldn't be frowned upon and his conservative views should become more prominent. Limbaugh also credited the National Review founder William F. Buckley Jr. for teaching him how to articulate conservative views. So who really has control over the U.S. economy? Asked Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. The institution of government in a modern democracy is often misunderstood, he writes. The voters have some influence, of course, but the real policies, war or peace, spending or saving, are decided by insiders, the enlightened elite establishment, which includes millions of people spread across the media, universities, the bureaucracy, lobbyists, the swamp, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, even members of Congress. So the rich and powerful account for between 1 and 10% of the American population. The deeper into debt and disaster the nation goes, the deeper it needs to go to protect the wealth and power of its elite. Well, universal basic income could be coming for kids, reports Wall Street Journal. President Biden and Senator Mitt Romney have proposed significantly expanding the child tax credit and dropping many of its restrictions, in effect turning it into a near universal basic income for children. The goal? Slash the number of children in poverty by around 3 million, or one-third. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's on a big sale right now.